Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Welcome to the show. Had to think there for a second, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that. He was about to say something other show.
That's right. Too many podcasts being recorded, but hey, that's the way things go.
You got the right logo on the screen, though.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes I don't, you know, so I have a tendency now to make sure that's turned off. But hey, everyone, welcome. And Mike is back. Hope you had a good time off. Mackenzie was with us last week.
Yeah, I could use the days off wisely, I should say. Put it that way.
That's good. So we've got some news for you. Got a best practice and some stuff going on with Blueberry News. And we have a pro tip as well and a question of the week. But I think we'll kick right off. Hey, Mike, you've got a cool $1 million laying around.
I wish, but yeah, in this article that we have linked here, it's about a lot of other stuff, but it's from The Verge. What's her name? Ashley, who also does Hot Pod. But one of the quotes in there was one ad buyer who requested anonymity to speak freely about rates says Spotify upped the prices and acquired, you know, for some of the shows. And Joe Rogan's show used to cost tens of thousands of dollars previous to him going exclusive. And next year, any ads on Rogan, the minimum spend is $1 million.
So that's not for a single ad. That is for probably a campaign. So $1 million. I wonder what $1 million buys you.
Yeah, well, at a CPM of $60. Is what they're getting for him.
So someone can do the back out on that really easy. Woo!
Yeah, I mean, wow. I think you know, the average I've heard lately is like somewhere between 20 and 30.
Yeah, this is going to be, well, it could mean two things. If people are being a little crazy on their pricing, which I consider that just wild, it may make an opportunity for buyers that are going to be forced out of that market to look down and buy into other shows,
which we've always said pulls better, you know, because the smaller shows tend to have a more more of a connection with their audience.
Yep. So we'll see what happens here, but time will tell. Eric Newsom is predicting companies will switch from podcasting to video. That's an interesting prediction. I think a lot of podcasters are doing a combo. Yeah. Audio and video, just like we are here.
Yeah, I'm thinking that, you know, I think what he's going into is, you know, like some of the bigger legacy media platforms, you know, like ABC, NBC, CNN, all those are going to be less towards podcasting. But I can't see that happening. I mean, CNN's got quite a bit of podcasts now. NBC, every one of their programs is repurposed. You know, any of their news programming is repurposed as a podcast. Plus, they have some original content. So, you know, I don't see them backing off from that.
Yeah. So, you know, it could be here that, you know, but well, let me back up. You only have so much time to watch.
Sure.
And you have more time to listen. So, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with this prediction or not, but time will tell.
Well, it's like, you know, everybody, when television came out way back in the day before our time, by far, they said radio would be dead, but no, it's not. And okay, so now video is going to take out podcasting? I don't think so.
Well, for the fifth or sixth time, a podcast host has pulled the plug right in around Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
At least they gave folks a few days extra notice. You know, I think one of them that went out right around Christmas gave everyone three, like they announced it on the 22nd or 23rd and went out on the 25th. But podcast host Shout Engine, which was a free and then semi-paid model beginning last year, has not survived, and they're shutting down on December 30th.
Yeah, and one nice thing they're doing, which they didn't do the whole time they were in business, is they are allowing 301 redirects of the feeds. They're going to keep those from December 30th all the way till March 30th, so that'll give you plenty of time. If you're over there, definitely give us a holler. We'll help you migrate.
That's right. Podcasters at iHeart are considering unionizing. So I guess they've been handing union cards around. Looks like they're thinking about doing that.
Yeah. And that, a few of the big outfits have had that happen to them. You know, was it Gimlet and Spotify? You know, Gimlet went union after Spotify bought them. So I imagine, you know, the iHeart thing is, it's similar. What is it going to cover?
I think part of it was in response to is that they were, their salaries were, my understanding, 10 or 12% below industry standards, the, you know, the medium. And so maybe that will help boost their, but with iHeart still, you know, coming out of bankruptcy and not having money,
right?
We'll see whether or not that works or not.
It sounds like from the article, it's a done deal. They are going to be part of the Writers Guild of America.
So interesting, interesting move on that part.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Mike, this is kind of interesting. I think COVID's changed a lot of this for all of us, but it says there's a study out that says podcast listeners are more likely to order food delivery.
Yeah, it makes sense. You know, more people that, you know, that listen to podcasts are comfortable with apps on their phone, and that's how these delivery services run, you know, like Uber Eats and whatnot.
Right.
But right here it says, podcast listeners, it was like 28.2% of them as compared to non-podcast listeners would use the restaurant delivery service.
Huh. It's interesting.
And then the meal kit delivery. Remember, you know, there's ads all over podcasts for that. Right. It's only like 6% of people use those things. And then, of course, grocery delivery. But it's an interesting article. And, COVID definitely has changed that kind of behavior for sure.
I, you know, those kits that you have to put the ingredients together, to me, that is, for a better word, not as, at least from my current lifestyle, I would rather have prepackaged. There's a lot of companies that will do prepackaged good meals. They're all together and you just drop in the microwave, warm them up. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, they're set up if you're working out or you get your protein, you get, you know, you really get a set meal. And it's not necessarily for a Weight Watchers or something like that, but there's companies out there that do this. That, and I think that for me, I just don't have time to put stuff together. So I think anything pre-done is a lot better, at least my current.
Yeah, I find that, you know, we're not restricted very much around here at all, you know, so we can go to restaurants or whatever, but we find that we do the delivery at least maybe once a week or twice a week, just cause it's easy, you know?
Yep. I agree. Well, George Noory, boy, this is an interesting one. Of course, George Noory took over for Art Bell, the late Art Bell on the, and basically with Coast to Coast AM. And George Noory and Premier Networks are launching Coast to Coast AM Podcast Network. This is really exciting.
Yeah, they've got three of the first shows. One's called Shades of the Afterlife. And they've got Strange Things and Dark Becomes Light.
So, are these actual Coast to Coast episodes or are these actual
new shows? New shows with new hosts and all that
fantastic stuff. Fantastic.
So it's a real, network of shows. Here's something that'll make you feel old. You realize that Art Bell retired 18 years ago?
That's really, well, you know, I think so because if I think about when I retired from the Navy, which was in 2007, that's already dating myself, I was listening to Art. Well, I listened to him a lot before 9/11.
Yeah.
Not much after, but that's interesting. Yeah. Well, anyway, George Noory and the Premier Networks are launching Coast to Coast AM Podcast Network, Paranormal Podcast. Network. So if any of you are into that, that's the thing.
Yep.
Well, yesterday, we had on the new media show that Rob Greenley and I do, we had Adam Curry on.
Yep. And gotta have my bell there.
Oh, there we go. And Adam was in rare form yesterday. Woo.
Yeah. Yeah, I listened to that. Definitely not safe for work, but
no.
Well, in my case, it's okay.
Safe for earbuds.
Yeah.
But wow, yeah, Adam was in rare form yesterday and taking us to task. Yeah. And largely talking about the next story we're going to talk about. But if you want to hear the Podfather and some of his commentary about the podcasting space, listen to the New Media Show, newmediashow.com. It's an hour 43, so it's not a short one at all.
Yeah, you know, you guys went a little long there.
Yeah, a little. We could have went another hour, I think. But Adam and his wife, the keeper, had to, and just so everybody knows, that's what they call it. It's Adam and the keeper. Her name's Keeper.
Yep.
It's not a real name, but that's how we refer to her.
Yeah.
Have a new podcast out too. Not on Apple Podcasts, by the way. You have to manually subscribe to it. So, or one of the new podcast apps. Sirius XM is being sued by the National Association for the Deaf.
Yeah, they're being sued for failing to provide podcast transcripts for deaf users.
Well, you know, for you, those of you that are Blueberry customers that are listening to the show, you do know that you get a free transcript with every episode that's issued by our friends at AudioBurst. And you can add that transcript as a part of your RSS feed in PowerPress. So you definitely want to grab that free transcript, and then you'll get the transcript about half hour or hour.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
It's pretty quick, and you can append it to your, you know, you can update your post and put your transcript on there so that it's in your RSS feed. I think this is going to become a much bigger deal.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, it. And I don't know how radio stations, you know, back in the day, you know, what they didn't have to provide anything for the deaf. The deaf didn't listen to radio. But I guess with podcasting being, I guess, more niche and I don't know how you put it, but there's more subjects and stuff that could, you know, could be good for people to read.
Yeah. I think what it is everything is going digital. And this is part of the reason. And not at all surprised, I don't think. The handwriting's been on the wall for some time on this, so we'll see where this develops. But, you know, I think you do what you can do and try to make progress. But, you know, get that transcript linked into your show notes, too. That'll help as well.
Yeah, and was it Cridlin was on his Pod News today, had a big long spiel about it, and he was saying that transcripts may be good for SEO, and I guess we haven't visited that in a long time.
Not within the show notes, is that?
Yeah, I was going to say, right within the show notes, it's probably not, but having it linked somewhere in the show notes, probably good, and then using that transcript tag from the podcast namespace, which is, like we said, is available in PowerPress right now.
Yep, I agree. Yeah. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on this, see what happens next. And of course, SiriusXM, it's bigger because they've got live radio stations. How do you do? That's going to be an interesting challenge for them. It's not just podcast; it's all of their content.
There's an accessibility tab in Chrome, or a setting in Chrome, where you can get any video or audio, and it does a really decent job of doing a closed captioning. Right in Chrome. So maybe an automated system like that may be the answer.
Yeah.
But try that in Chrome sometime under accessibility. You can turn on captioning, and it's really good.
And will it do a caption while your podcast is playing in the page?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, it's decent. It's not perfect, obviously, but it's decent.
All right. There you go. There's a tip. Let's talk about a little best practice. First impression goes a long way. Short and sweet podcast intros.
Yes. You notice when we come on here, it's basically a short little intro and whatnot. We don't have a lot of music. There's probably, 15, 20 seconds of music at the most. And, you know, it's not like this big elaborate thing, and it doesn't take 3 minutes and all that. And, you know, I know you with Geek News Central used to run a pretty elaborate intro.
Yeah, about 30 seconds, and I don't run one anymore.
Yep. And, you know, a lot of people just want to hear you start talking, and you know, but that's not always the case, you know, certain shows, but, you know, don't make a 2-minute intro and, you know, don't, you know, it's funny. I remember, this was a while back, but there was one guy that was really famous for doing podcast intros. So a lot of the podcasters got intros from him, and they were real, you know, upbeat rock sounding, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it was radio.
But what was funny is a lot of the podcasts would have these great upbeat promos, and then the guy would come on, you know, the podcaster would come on, "Hi, this is so-and-so." You know, it was just such a culture shock between the intro.
Right. The energy didn't carry through.
You know, I used to get a kick out of that.
Awesome.
Sure. But, all right. Basically keep them short.
All right, let's move on to Blueberry News. We got a blog post up. You don't have to monetize your podcast. Wow, isn't that a novel thought?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the news we talk about is about monetization and all that. And Kim goes into, you know, you really don't have to. There's other returns on your investment. You know, you learn stuff. It's a fun hobby for some people. It's, you know, a good way to learn things, good way to meet people, you know, could lead to all kinds of things. You know, there's a whole lot more to podcasting than just, you know, the dollars.
And matter of fact, Adam and I talked about that a lot yesterday about, you know, it's not always about the money. So very, very cool. Hey, affiliate payments, we thought we're going to go out, I thought last week, but none. I think they're going to go out this week. So affiliate payments, including bonuses, are going out. So be aware of that.
Yes, big chunks going out, I saw.
Yeah, so some people will be excited to get their checks. I think our biggest bonus check this year will be about 5 figures. So I think it is 5 figures. So I think that our affiliate payments and bonuses are, you know, going to make people very happy for Christmas. Now, here's the deal. If you're not an affiliate already, all you got to do is log into the Blueberry Podcasting Dashboard, and where there's a tab or on the left-hand corner in the sidebar that says Make Money, and you'll see Affiliate Program. And all you do is click that, and you can be involved in our affiliate program, start earning money so that you'll get that bonus check next year. All you have to do is just promote Blueberry Podcasting and earn money. You know our system already because you're listening to this show, so become an affiliate today. But that said, we're not taking any days off, are we, Mike?
Well, not for the podcast anyway.
Yeah.
You know, the team will be out the 24th and the 31st. But, yeah, we're going to have episodes on the 23rd and the 30th and whatever the first week of January. we're not going to skip one.
It's interesting. It looks like a lot of the team members, a lot of the dev team is taking Christmas off, whereas the production team, there's only going to be, well, I think the support team's all going to be here. I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
Mackenzie's out. Aaron is taking some days off. So, it's going to be pretty quiet. It's going to be crickets in the Blueberry Slack channel.
Well, I was going to take between Christmas and New Year's off, and then we're going to have people in the house, so it's my excuse to go out to my office.
So I've been taking a few Fridays off here and there, but you know, when I'm off, I work anyway, so it's really not like I'm ever off. Okay, so the team the team will be out December 21st and 31st. So next up is our Blueberry Pro Tip from our Blueberry Pro team. Here we go.
On today's tip, sponsorship. Hi, I'm Toby Goodman from the Blueberry Pro production team. When it comes to sponsorship, you don't have to wait for a sponsor to approach you. In fact, many that do will likely only be looking at one metric, your listener stats. In fact, if you're an indie podcaster on a budget, the following is how I encourage you to think about sponsors. Even if you don't have huge download numbers, it is possible to get a sponsor for your podcast. Your ideal sponsor might not be familiar with podcasts as a place to advertise. Some businesses simply don't have huge marketing budgets for traditional radio or print media, and many leaders, especially those who don't listen to podcasts themselves yet, may, understandably, assume the investment in advertising on podcasts would also be out of their budget range. So how do you go about identifying a possible sponsor? Well, there are lots of ways to answer this, but let's keep it simple. Firstly, your target audience. Who does your podcast speak to? Single fathers? Fitness fanatics? Sci-fi fans? Your ideal sponsor doesn't have a podcast, but does run a business who speaks to the same group of people. Secondly, what's it worth to them? Well, frankly, I don't know, but say you have a sci-fi podcast. Your ideal sponsor could be a sci-fi fan convention, or it could be just a local comic shop. Take the local comic shop, a small business with limited resources of not just money, but also time. So what would it be worth to them to reach a few hundred more like-minded sci-fi fans who love comics and listen to your show? Would they be able to put a mail order offer together to your listeners for vintage comics? Sure they would. Would they like the idea and the feeling of sponsoring a podcast for just a few hundred bucks or maybe $1,000? Of course. Would that sort of money help you cover your production costs? No doubt. If you're serving the same target market, you should think of an approach to a possible sponsor as a real partnership, because a rising tide lifts all boats. So today's tip is this: it's never too early to look for partners for your show, so long as you are clear on why it could be a win-win all round. Some of the money from those partners could go into Blueberry Pro Production, enabling you to produce broadcast quality shows faster and attract more revenue from your potential sponsors, or as I prefer to think of them, partners. If you'd like to explore what partnering with us for Pro Production looks like, then just come and say hi over at blueberrypro.com.
Well, that was good.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, it's kind of the opposite of what Kim was talking about in the blog post, but sure. You know, there's that's the thing. There's no rules. So if you want to monetize, this is a good way to do it.
And you know, what was kind of funny too is yesterday Adam had said to me, wow, your guys' sound sounds a lot better. Well, it was specifically Rob, because Rob had had, the last time we had him on, Rob was going through a transition of gear and the sound was jack. So yeah, I was pretty happy with yesterday's sound, but nothing like our Blueberry Pro team to make us sound smarter, I guess. That's the word we like to use here, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So here's the question of the week. When changing the name of your podcast, should you create a whole new account or just change everything in your current account and leave the old episodes?
Yeah, we've all changed names of shows. This show's changed, what, 3 times now?
Sure.
And a new media show changed at least once.
Yeah.
You know, and I've done that with other shows that I've had. Well, it just depends. You know, if the rebranded show is kind of the same subject or close enough, then, yeah, just renaming things and pressing on with the old episodes, you know, is probably the way to go. But if the show is majorly different, you know, it might be better to just kill it. You know, like we talked about in last week's blog post, and then start a new one with a new RSS feed, you know, but it all depends, you know, is it going to be the same subject or close and you're just naming it for branding, or is it just a different show? And if that's the case, then kill the one and start a new one.
Well, we've done it here for the two shows that, well, the show that I rebranded, kept this, I just redid the name. Put new album art up, changed the description, and kept on going. It was the same feed. And then you did, Blueberry, we did this show. We did.
We combined two is what we did.
Right, combined two to one, yeah. And then you've killed some and started others. So we've all done the whole gamut here.
Yeah. And like I said, it just depends on, you know, how much of a subject shift that you took by renaming it.
Yep.
You know?
Well, I was on a Canadian radio show the other day for just a short time talking about podcasting, and it was a best practice about, you know, really about consistency, and it's about how to grow your show. And it was only about 8 minutes. It was, you know, we couldn't go into much detail, but a lot of discussions around, you know, those type of topics right now by podcasters. And And New Year's a kind of a good time to rebrand too, if you're going to be relaunching a show. A lot of, you know, December 15th, starting from now, to January 30th. This is the number one growth period for podcasters. Yeah. So
everybody gets all those new devices and they want to play with them.
And they're also cleaning up their feeds. And so if you're again, thinking about content through the rest of the year, think about stuff that's associated with the new year, with resolutions and all that stuff, so that you can be prepared, for those audiences that are seeking out those types of materials. But that really wasn't in our topic lineup today, added it here ad lib. But if you've got a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com. Audio, text, or video, and we may use again. Blueberry.com is spelled with blueberry without the E's because we couldn't afford the E's. And the best place for support with any Blueberry podcast service is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than direct emails or calls. And this week, Mike, you're there in the studio. You're getting a little wind today, yeah?
Oh, yeah. We're had 70-mile-per-hour gusts. It's been crazy, but so far nothing's fell on anything, and I still have power and internet.
Well, that's good, and we're going to not trust fate here, but so it's been windy here, too, so it must be a Michigan thing right now. So I'm coming to you from the New Media Studio in southern Michigan. Of course, Mike is up in northern Michigan. What are we, about 5 hours apart from each other?
That's three and a half.
That's not bad.
Something like that.
Again, this show's been produced by the Blueberry Pro production team. You can also schedule one-on-one with me, hosting customers only at email todd@blueberry.com. You can schedule a tech check with Mike, hosting customers only, email mike@blueberry.com. Of course, you can send your podcast sticker and a self-addressed stamp envelope, and we'll send you a Blueberry Care package. That address is available in the show notes at podcastinsider.com. So we made it here at the end, Mike.
Yeah, so do we dare do a predictions for 2022 at the 30th?
Well, let's go ahead and give it a shot, see what we can do.
Yeah, so work on your predictions there. And you guys in the audience, if you have some predictions, send them to us.
We'll read your prediction.
Yeah, we'll put them in the show, and that way in a year from now we can see how wrong we all were.
The best thing to do is record them. So if you're going to record your prediction, give us your name, your show, and your show website, and tell us your prediction. And then we'll include it as a segment here in the Podcast Insider on the 30th.
Yes.
So other than that, we'll see everyone later. Thanks for joining us for the Podcast Insider podcast today. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time.
Have a good week.
Yep. Bye-bye.